Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Frank Bonner on the other side. Stick around. Jason and John, 92.9 FM ESPN.
And Sports Talk on 92.9 FM ESPN is presented by our sponsors, Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sunday with the NFL on CBS. And now on Paramount Plus, watch your local NFL game every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
Blacktop Moving has changed the mood of the city of Memphis. When you're moving, you're not just moving things. You're moving pieces of your life that are important. And you want a moving company that's going to treat those things as such. That's what Black Tie does. Whether you're moving cross town, cross country, in Memphis, out of Memphis, they can handle that move for you. They are trusted by the best. 316-6196 is the phone number. Just look at the Google reviews. Thousands and thousands and thousands of Google reviews for Black Tie Moving. High rating. It's tough to get people to agree. And lots of people do agree with Black Tie Moving. Again, 316-6196 is the phone number. Black Tie Moving has changed moving in the city of Memphis. Call today. Frank Bonner is going to join us at 125 or so. Big game this weekend, or this week, I should say, on Thursday. Memphis taking on Navy. You said some people going to be out there cooking.
Deep frying a turkey, something you are clearly unfamiliar with. You couldn't even put your lips to say it. Yeah. What do they do with the turkey?
I mean, realistically, I would...
Sam just bakes that thing up.
I think we, you know, I mean...
To a golden brown.
I don't really, like, look forward to the dishes at Thanksgiving.
Let me ask you something. Does Sam ask you to come over and taste it and see if it's ready as the head of household?
No. Nor do I even want that obligation.
She's cooking a turkey, isn't she?
I think we're cooking the turkey, yeah, but you know, people are going to bring sides and stuff like that. I mean, for me, what is Thanksgiving defined by? Thanksgiving is defined by football.
I get it.
And fellowship.
But there are some head of household things you must do. You don't taste it. Let me ask you this, because I know you do. She gives you the knife to cut it.
I don't do anything like that.
What?
I don't do anything like that. It's just not a tradition in our house. Thanksgiving is not a big holiday for us. It's kind of like it's just on the schedule, and we just move on.
Everybody does their own Thanksgiving, and that's the one thing. You can do whatever you want. If you want spaghetti on Thanksgiving, you should cook it.
I would like to deprioritize the turkey, which we have this argument, you know, I think like every year.
We do it.
But, you know, let's just go with wings. Let's make wings the official, you know, dish of Thanksgiving. Turkey is like, for what? Like, it's not even we don't eat it any other day of the year. Why do we have to pretend like it matters now?
All I'm saying is, if whatever way you do it, you kick it off.
I'll kick it off. I'll say, this now year, eat! Feast!
Exactly.
Enjoy the feast!
Exactly, bro. Man, you, as head of household, everyone is coming.
Everybody knows
and
I'm the
John,
head of
I think they're looking for somebody to step up and be the vocal leader.
What am I coaching?
I mean, we've been, you know,
am I coaching the family?
Like a good point guard is a leader.
Enjoy your cranberry.
And now we eat.
Your stuffing. Feast, peasants.
All right. I just wanted to see if you were in the spirit. Clearly, John is not.
I'm a Christmas
guy. There are no traditions.
Christmas is way, and we have football on Christmas now. We have NFL football.
Football is the tradition.
Jason, yes. You're going to be on the road. Are you the head of household who proclaims that it's time to eat in Joplin and go through the process?
It is time for a feast!
I think you have named a new city in Missouri every time you've referred
to
my trip.
Where do you go?
Other than St. Louis.
It's Fulton.
Fulton, Missouri.
Fulton, tiny Fulton, Missouri, 30 miles from Columbia.
So you'll be up there and you will be the head of household and you'll say,
because we've been invited to my uncle's home for Thanksgiving in Fulton, my dad's family.
That's right.
And so I won't be doing it. My uncle will.
Okay, he's the head
of
household.
He'll have the knife. I'm quite sure that's how it will go down.
Thank you all for joining me today on my feast.
Yeah. Again, it's a tradition. I thought in a lot of homes, but apparently not around here.
Please enjoy the nourishment that I have provided, but not before I cut it myself.
Brad, who cuts that?
My brother-in-law is the leader of our household.
Do you make an announcement? Do you make it like a, it is time for the cutting?
Well, yeah, a lot of folks, you do grace or something like that.
Grace,
you know what I'm saying?
Your gratitude for the day coming. A lot of people don't see the rest of their family most of the year in that sort of assembly.
Exactly. You know,
that's how our family looks at it.
I won't see most of my family for this holiday. That will be Christmas. So it's just a different, you know, everybody has it. Mm-hmm. Everybody prioritizes holidays differently.
I see who you're going to see. You're going to see Lamar Jackson. That's who you're going to see all day long.
Right.
Lamar and them, golf and them.
Max.
That's who you're going to be seeing. That's
cousins.
Who's coming to Thanksgiving.
That's exactly right.
Yes.
And again, we will say thank you for this feast. Thank you for this lovely dry turkey that has been prepared.
Come on, Sam. Keep that, don't cook it so long. Keep that thing juicy, Sam.
John's, wow.
Get some cranberry with that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't want people are going to see me choke to death on the camera. I want to give them a show. I want to give them a big show.
Okay.
But yeah, I'm sorry, man.
We're grateful.
Thanksgiving, I would rate it's like bottom tier holiday for me in terms of like widely observed and celebrated that we get time off to celebrate holiday. Mm-hmm. It would be probably last. It'd be way below Christmas, below New Year's, below I don't know what else we get off. Martin Luther King Day, I think we now do get off for it. We'll see in 2026 if that policy does stay in place.
We've been working it because of the game, but now there's no game this year.
So what will we be? Are we going to be observing?
You guys can definitely get that day off.
So we will definitely, that goes ahead of
Boss
Thanksgiving.
Boss has said yes, mark it down.
That is going to go ahead of Thanksgiving for me. Memorial Day.
I think we should be off for MLK this year.
I need to reflect and explore. That was what I did last year, and it's what I expect to do again this next year. You know, so if you take away my reflection and exploration time, you know, it's just going to contribute to a worse environment at work. There's just no doubt about it.
It was in the company holiday list that came out today.
There we go. Boom. So Labor Day, Memorial Day, all ahead of Thanksgiving for me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So July 4th, my birthday.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think Thanksgiving is just at the bottom. But NFL and Memphis football will maybe make that day a beautiful day.
Yeah, Memphis football doing its very small part.
And then, if things go your way, there will be an announcement at the end of the game with a proverbial knife into the turkey that says, "Enjoy this ninth game and an automatic year."
Yeah, not this year.
For Ryan Summerfield.
But now I get it. I'll tell you what, it's really intriguing, isn't it? You got one team playing for one man.
Facts.
And another team playing to get to the AAC championship. Now they need.
Yep, that's true. Very
a North Texas or a Tulane loss to do so.
Yep.
But what an intriguing matchup. I do. I wonder how many will be out there deep frying turkeys or just there to attend the game. To see whether or not Ryan Silverfield can add a year to his what is now a 4-year deal.
That's what's on the line. You know, like I'm just thinking about, you know, the WrestleMania promos. You got Limp Bizkit in the background. You got just one. You got The Rock. You got Hulk Hogan. You know, for the world championship. But except instead, it's just one guy fighting for just one thing. That's not going to actually help anybody else. You know, it's just a very selfish goal.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I guess we better get to the business of, you know, what it's going to look like next year and who's going to be quarterbacking it, because it certainly, I don't know. I know there's reports out there about interviews in Arkansas, whatever. I'm not putting much stock in that, nor am I putting much stock in what we kind of half joked about, Eli leaving Missouri and Laird Veach seriously taking, you know, taking Ryan Silverfield as a serious candidate. Laird Veach likes Ryan Silverfield a lot. Clearly was his boss, gave him a great contract here at Memphis, but I don't know that you can sell Ryan Silverfield to an SEC fan base, one that's experienced some top 10 level success of recent with Eli Drinkwitz. And so it goes back to what is unfortunately for me, and I think a growing number of Tigers fans, a reality that you're going to go back into a season with Ryan Silverfield as your coach, with less of a home schedule this year. Oh, by the way, you know, we've been talking about attendance over the years and how, you know, since 2019, your last conference championship, those numbers have gone down. Mm. Well, how do you keep the excitement, the anticipation up? That's a challenge to do.
Yep.
Well, I'd like to know who my quarterback is to start if we're going to go down this road, and I guess figuring it out.
Yep.
You know, between AJ and between Blake, Arrington Maiden, is now top priority, right? Yeah, because haven't we seen some pressure, or it appears, or at least could be construed as that, from father of AJ Hill, kind of saying it's time, or putting some stuff out there. So again, if this is the road we're going down to, with Ryan Silverfield back, which it feels like is inevitable, better start picking one of those two quarterbacks, I would think, right? I mean, that seems to make more sense to me than going out and finding somebody
based on
what we've seen from those two already.
Yeah, I agree.
Maybe I'm wrong there. I mean, maybe you go get another veteran.
I was in favor, as you guys know, of 2 weeks ago when we were doing this tango with Brendan Lewis, like giving one of these guys that, like, the reins, because that would help you explore and collect that data.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't do that. They stuck with Brendan Lewis. It didn't pay off, unfortunately, because they're not going to the playoff, and they're not going to go to the title game. And so it would really be a double whammy if you stuck with Brendan Lewis, you know, over, because you didn't get to the championship game, and you may lose both quarterbacks because they don't feel like they have.
There's no way you can afford to lose both, is there?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think so. I mean, I feel like it's hard. How does Memphis commit to either one of those guys?
No, those conversations have to be had now. So to avoid getting to a point where you're just going, because you can't come to that, wait until the end of the season to have that conversation. You already got dad willing to be vocal.
Oh, yeah. Else.
Surely those talks have started. And back to the point, to your point, okay, what do I have to do? Does that include playing more right now? Because, again, I'm with John that would weigh into the rest of my season. I know Ryan wants an extra year and a ninth win and maybe a tenth win in a bowl. But right now, if Ryan's coming back and it seems inevitable, it needs to be about doing whatever you have to do to retain one of those. Whichever one you and Tim Kramsey.
Exactly.
And again, I go to Tim Kramsey, who I know is good.
Yep.
Whichever one you guys feel like is the best, you better go about the business of doing. If that's playing that guy the rest of the way, if it's making sure you got the NIL for that one.
Right.
Because the likelihood that you keep both, right, after what we've seen.
Yep.
I mean, I figure they're going to both get offers in terms of, or at least interest. The idea that you'd keep both of them, you know, it seems pretty far-fetched at this point in this day and age.
It does.
Like, maybe you could, but I'm saying you better pick one as your 1A at least.
I mean, with the dad already out there on social media,
right?
Like, there's just no chance. You just guarantee that, hey, you're going to be the starter and we're going to, you know, yeah, but I just don't. Now, what will be interesting is, like, what will the market for those guys be? I don't know. I mean, I feel like A.J. Hill probably on his name will have a better chance to.
On his name and then what he showed in that one UAB game, throwing the ball around a little bit, right? Somebody will tell themselves.
But, you know, I just don't think it's in Silverfield's nature to say, all right, you're the man for the job no matter what. Like, I just don't think that's who he is. Like, if it was up to me, I would have already would have pulled the ripcord on Brendan Lewis. Like, I appreciate the effort. You know, you battled your ass off, all that. But I now know my season is basically over. For all intents and purposes, I can't improve anything other than me getting but he wants that ninth win. And that's why he's not going to go to an unproven quarterback, even if it hurts his 2026.
Well, I got no problem with it if I'm still with one of those guys.
Yeah.
Understand what I'm saying? If you're not losing one of them, if you're not losing both of them, excuse me,
right,
then playing Brendan Lewis the rest of the way.
That's fair.
So long as one of them's back. Now, again, you're going to have some things worked out. My point is just that that better be the priority right now. Indeed, I would think over anything, you know, over hollow wins or anything else.
Right.
Obviously, he's got some individual incentive, quite a bit of it. That's the other thing about, you know, you add another year. I mean, Ryan's buying him out costs more and everything else. It just makes it more unlikely.
Yep.
And then what are you going to do? You're going to fire him off a 9-10 win season?
Can't.
Not really.
Can't.
Not really.
We'll talk to Frank Bonner about that delicate balance right now with that. You know, obviously, you know, 8 to 9 wins doesn't really change anything in terms of what the team is going to do. So we do have an eye towards the future for Memphis football. So we'll get into all of that with him when we get back. J&J, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Sports Talk on 92.9 FM ESPN is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sunday with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game. Sundays on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus/NFL to get started today.
You can't count on much these days, but you can count on Frank Bonner on Tuesdays at 1:25. Covers the Memphis football program for the Daily Memphian. I also do want to let you know you're on camera. Yeah, okay, right. I just want you, it's a new thing, but I want you, like, usually you come in here, you throw up all kind of gang signs when you're doing your show. I don't want that to get back to Eric and David. I just wanted to let that be known.
I mean, you said I couldn't get through the door if I didn't do that. So now you're changing your rules. So.
Yeah, exactly. Frank Bonner, of course, covers the Memphis football program. They got a big one on Thursday. I guess it's a big. It's a big one for Ryan Silverfield because there's financial implications on the line. So you're out there every day. That's kudos to you, man. I mean, it's been a roller coaster, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's been, you know, it's been an interesting season, but you just wait for the next week and you cover the next game.
Does the consummate professional from Frank Bonner, can you kind of sense the waves out there, or is it mostly the same under Silverfield? Like when they have like big weeks, you know, disappointing weeks, like does it ebb and flow, or does it mostly stay the same?
You mean from the coaching staff?
Yeah, like when you're out there and just kind of see, you know, I don't know, you obviously, I know you
No, I mean, you know how Ryan runs his program, right? I mean, a lot of the players will give you some of the coach speak that they give you, and so it's pretty even keeled. Not, you know, a couple of, you know, there may be a week where you may ask a question that you know, a coordinator, you know, didn't want to answer, something like that. But for the most part, it's, you know, it's pretty much the same type of responses in terms of how they carry themselves after a win or after a loss.
We know what the motivation is, that John touched on it, for Ryan and individually what it does for his contract. What are the players saying in terms of the motivation for them when you're outside the race? What's been that sort of company line, that coach speak line, in terms of being outside the race, what's left in terms of to play for?
Yeah, the coach speak line is the, you know, we still have a lot to play for, is the line that you hear, which you heard it from Silverfield first and so on. And, you know, kudos to Silverfield for continuing to be able to recreate the goals. And now they're chasing the 10-win season and what that means for the program and all that. And they sound like they're bought into that. And then you have a guy like, you know, Brendan Lewis, who, you know, this is it for him, right? Like, this is his last ride, and he wants to go out winning games. He's never – I mean, this is the most games he's won in his career and so on like that. And so there's some of that too. But yeah, the coach speak is the 10-win season that you're still chasing.
I think John's probably thinking the same thing I am. You bringing up Brendan Lewis and how this is the end for him, you know, and I think we've touched on this with you before, but almost part of the Tiger story right now, since they're out of the races, is next year. If Ryan Silverfield is back and the two quarterbacks that are on the roster behind Brendan Lewis, you know, and I don't, you can speak to this. I don't know what to the degree, or if there is a degree, that A.J. Hill's father is involved in, you know, in terms of him coming back or whether or not to play. I know there were some tweets, whatever else. But what I'm getting at, Frank, is there a point, man, where you say, Brendan Lewis, great season. These have been some great games. I've got to get a look at who my next quarterback is going to be going into next season, because there's a chance I can't retain both of these guys. I want to just asking if you ever think it gets to that point for Ryan.
If it does get to that point, it'd be in the bowl game. It wouldn't be Thursday. I think the bowl game is when you see, you know, across the board, it may not necessarily be at the quarterback position, but you see coaches in bowl games throw their younger guys out to kind of use that as a prerequisite to next year. If Memphis does that at quarterback, it wouldn't be on Thursday, I don't think.
Is there a difference between?
Yes.
Yes.
Because Silverfield needs 9.
Oh, you're saying individually. I'm just saying for Brendan Lewis, the end of my career, if I want to play in Navy, hell, I want to play in the bowl game too. No, if I'm looking at that. I'm just asking from that standpoint.
I agree. It's easier end his career right now and his time at Memphis right now than to say, all right, play this one, and then you don't get to play in the bowl game.
Well, you talk about why you're not doing it right now. You want, you know, you owe it to Brendan Lewis, but if I'm Brendan Lewis and these are the last games, hell, I might not play any more football after this, possibly.
Oh, I'll play in the bowl game if I'm playing on Thursday.
Right. Then
that's where I'm at with it.
I mean, I think he's playing both.
I know. Okay. Yeah. No, I would have 2 weeks ago. I would have cut the cord.
But back to your point, to my question, you say if Ryan was going to make a change, he'd do it at the bowl game as opposed to now.
Because this is senior day, so you're gonna bench your senior quarterback.
I had not even considered the fact that it's senior day. I'll just be honest with you.
I mean, but you know, no, that's right. So you're gonna recognize him on senior day, but then tell him that we're gonna not play you, and it doesn't have to do with
your good
injury.
Call. I mean, yeah.
I think
obviously his folks will be there. I'm assuming and everything
exactly.
else.
Exactly.
Yeah. I think exactly. that's you can't that's do crappy that to him to do. Especially for a guy who's gutted
senior day.
Yeah,
it is.
He's gutted.
Why am I looking up there like it's the Tigers?
That's fine. That's fine.
I still.
That's why I would have. I would have done it before now because obviously you know the season was where it was, but. That's fine. I'd give him a senior day, and then we can say, hey, man.
And it's Thanksgiving.
Right, it's Thanksgiving.
Not just senior day.
Yeah, right.
Like his family's going to be.
Right. You can't.
Oh, yeah.
And he's been a soldier. I mean, I appreciate his effort.
He has been a soldier.
But now, okay, thank you, Brendan. You have delivered me a 9th win and an automatic year on my contract. Very, very thankful for you. But I have to now plan for my 2026, and so we will not be needing your services in the bowl game.
I don't think that happens either because the optics, let's say they're playing a Power 5 school, which they have.
Oh, he gets a bonus for that as well.
Yes, that is true. But if you've told that locker room that you believe a healthy enough Brendan Lewis gives you the best chance to win a game, and then you go into that locker room, where we're going to bench him, and it's not because of health. But, you know, what are we doing?
I would just say to that locker room, y'all, the season is about – we have one game left together, and I have to do what's best for my program, not just for today, but also for the future, because it's a long-term – I want to be here for the rest of my life. I'm Ryan Soderfield. This is my dream job, right? This is the dream I grew up wanting to have, the job I grew up wanting to have. He's not going to do it. And I think, you know, I'm my only question is, okay, that's a difficult conversation. So is the conversation you're going to have with parents and kids about who's doing what next year. Because I don't think Silverfield's the type to go to Arrington Maiden or A.J. Hill and say, yeah, your job's yours. No worries. Like, you're the guy next year. Yeah, I don't think he's going to do that.
No, he hasn't shown that that's how he operates. But if you're forced to operate in that way, you have no choice.
Okay, well, do you think he will feel forced to operate in that way? I don't think he will. I think he will come at this like, this is my program, and I'm not making any guarantees about who's going to play quarterback before I even have a chance to see who's in the portal, see who's in the – that's just where I'm at with it. He didn't even guarantee Brendan Lewis the job. He came to a camp in a battle with A.J. Hill with a freshman.
Yeah, but that was – I didn't see anything wrong with that. Because even though you give the freshman you wanted him to feel like he had a legitimate opportunity to win the job, but all the while you knew you were leading toward the veteran.
So you think Ryan Soderfield will feel as though he needs to guarantee one of those guys the job?
I mean, it depends on how those conversations go. So you can look at it one way. You can look at it as either like if we're thinking one of these two quarterbacks are going to leave. You could be like, well, whichever one enters the portal first, the other guy wins the other guy is the man.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to take that approach, you can take that approach. Or you go to it and if they're both telling you that they need a decision now or they're gonna leave, then you almost have to make a decision now because if you don't, then you could potentially lose both of them. And I don't think you're gonna lose both of them.
Right.
You know, and I think these conversations happen. Like, we're having this conversation now because it's the end of the season. I think these conversations are happening throughout the entire year of, like, this is what's happening. This is what it's looking like.
Because didn't he say tampering goes on, right? Especially, like, this is probably – he already probably has an idea if these guys have
– And so whatever his thought process is, he's not thinking – he's not just now making that decision today, right?
Yeah.
Like, he's been making that decision in his mind in the background for the better part of the year, probably.
Well, it's a complete guess, and we've seen so little of both of them. But what do you think, just knowing this day and age in college athletics, the interest level would be like from other schools that have the money and the resources to be interested for AJ and for Arrington Maiden? You think it's a lot more for AJ because he's a former four-star? Has Arrington earned some because of the run through Arkansas? And then he was throwing the ball against Tulane. Just what do you think the interest from other schools? We kind of knew with Seth Hennigan, he was telling us he was getting offers. What do you think it would be otherwise for those two?
Well, I think Arrington has definitely created more buzz.
That's what I felt
because
like.
Because you didn't really know, if you were from the outside looking in, you didn't really know what Memphis had in him or whatever because you didn't
I didn't
see
know
much.
If he could throw till Tulane, actually, because we'd just seen him run against Arkansas, right?
Yeah.
So just to your point.
And you saw him in the spring game, but, you know, spring games
you
don't really
that.
Mean anything.
Right.
You know, you don't know what that really means from a spring game standpoint. But then A.J. Hill is A.J. Hill. He's, you know, he's the blue chip prospect.
Prototype.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
And I know it's only by a year, but he is younger. And so you have a guy who he was a true freshman. And what you saw out of a true freshman, you know, you may like. But, I mean, both of those guys look pretty solid as young prospects. So I think both of them would have a market.
Yeah.
But I think because who A.J. Hill was coming out of high school, he would be the name that would get a little more interest because
that's what I figured.
Yeah. I mean, Memphis had to beat out Florida to get him in the first place. So
yeah. Talking to Frank Bonner, covers the University of Memphis football program for the Daily Memphian. Ryan Silverfield's name is still out there for jobs. On Kalshi, he is, I believe, second in odds. Now he's a distant second in odds behind Eric Morris of North Texas, who of course is trying to play in the American Championship game. But Ryan Silverfield still feels like he is relevant to that search. There are Arkansas media members who are tweeting about him and say they have decided in their mind, almost as a hedge emotionally, it feels like, that it will be him. How serious do you expect that to get? And how seriously do you take his candidacy for Arkansas?
I mean, you have to take it. You have to take it pretty seriously because there's so many moving pieces in the coaching carousel. So let's say Arkansas wants this guy or that guy, or let's say they do want Eric Morris. Eric Morris, I believe, is a legitimate candidate for a job like Oklahoma State. And so if Eric Morris is your first choice and you don't get him, you got to move on to your second choice, maybe even your third. And so anybody who is on a short list for these jobs, even if they aren't at the top of a short list, has to be considered legitimate because you don't know if every school is going to get their top two choices. So because of, you know, and so when you throw all that in, anybody who's on a particular list, there's a shot because of the carousel.
Yeah. I mean, that would be, Arkansas obviously is a job that, you know, people are it seems like to me they're a little intimidated by because, you know, it's still an SEC job that has a lot of money, but you're not getting that, you know, you're not getting that top crop, it feels like.
Yeah, it's when you're in the SEC for teams like Alabama and Georgia, like, that's great. But for the folks who are in the bottom of the SEC,
that's right,
it's a tough battle. It's like, man, I gotta. It's
like,
it's,
I think ultimately, you know, because I've thought about this, you do it, you take the job. Like, if you're Silverfield, if you're offered the job, you take it. But I think you take it basically expecting to get fired. Like that, you know, and it's like, all right, I get fired, but I get this buyout and I can, like, you know, go, I can always go back to the, if you don't get fired, it's great, but it's going to be a contract that's probably worth $6 to $7 million a year. You're probably going to get 5 to 6 years and it's just generational wealth and you're going to get the money even if you get fired. So you have to take it because it's generational wealth, but I would do it expecting, like, I'm going to probably get my head cracked in the SEC and I'm doing this just because I can't say no to this generational amount of money.
I mean, you can look at it that way.
That's how I would look at it.
Or you could look at it as like, look, I don't have to win the league in order to keep my job at Arkansas, right?
Because Sam Pittman never did.
I just create enough growth to bring Arkansas higher than what it is when I got the job, that may be enough to keep the job I don't think that's a program that is in a situation.
I mean,
where it's
you know,
like
you say you say that. I will say this though. I mean, they fired Sam Pittman, who's 3-0 in bowls. I mean, and he does have, you know, two losing seasons, and looked like maybe this would be the third, but they were not okay with 7-6 at Arkansas with Sam Pittman, which is, you know, that like 7-6 is the way you're describing it. That seems like it should be, but it's like clearly not good enough for them.
Yeah, but I don't think that you are necessarily like. I feel like you may not get a second contract, but you may not get fired.
That's what I'm saying. I'm going to get 5 years, $40 million, you know, or $35 million, like no matter what.
And then somebody can look at what you did. If you do enough, even if you get let go, somebody else may want you, and that's kind of where you want to be, right? It's like, okay, you know, folks are still looking at what you did at the Group of Five level. If you turned Arkansas into a better situation than what it was, even if you get fired at the end, somebody's going to look at that and say, I may want that guy. And so I don't – you would have to talk yourself out of taking it if you decline. Like, I think it's a no-brainer that you go.
Real quick, it's a what if, but if Ryan did get the Arkansas job, do you think because Memphis went in-house with Ryan and you didn't get a conference championship that would make it more likely that, well, maybe I should phrase it another way, less likely that a guy like Tim Kramsey, who's been if you look at his numbers, SP Plus last couple of years with that offense, you would say this is a good offense coordinator. I think it makes it less likely that a guy like Tim Kramsey could be promoted to head coach, you know, another in-house hire as opposed to doing what you did with Fuente and Norvell going outside.
Yeah, I think I think Kramsey would be a legitimate candidate. Yeah.
I wonder if just because he's behind Ryan, if maybe he doesn't get some looks that you might if Memphis was winning conference championships. I think I think he's that good. I'm with you. I think he's a good candidate.
Yeah, but look at. My guess would be that they would look outside of the program.
Because that's what was more successful previously.
Because you probably want some type of a splash of an hire if you can find mm-hmm. one and get one.
He's been good, though.
And then you don't even know, and I have no idea, but you don't know if assuming that Summerfield leaves, you try to bring Ramsey with him.
Yeah, for sure. He's already making like $1 million, right? And so if you take him to Arkansas, mm-hmm. you're going to pay him a ton, and he might want that.
Yeah, so you've got that. But I do think that Memphis would look at somebody outside of the program.
Yeah.
All right. What does a Memphis football beat writer's Thanksgiving look like with a Thanksgiving game day? Like, take me through. You're gonna wake up. Are you gonna cut the turkey like every man does?
Frank cuts the turkey.
I do cut the turkey, but I heard the conversation coming in. But this year's gonna be small. Like, mind you, this is the first time I've been able to be in Memphis for Thanksgiving since 2022. But that year, we did the traditional Thanksgiving stuff, and, you know, we didn't have any family coming in. So much of that food went to waste.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can only eat so much of it.
Mm-hmm.
That this year, it's gonna be a much smaller situation. We're going, you know, my mother-in-law moved to Memphis shortly after we did. So we're going over her house this year, and we're going to do we even questioned if we were going to do a turkey this year. Because, like, also, you know, my son, he's going to be leaving with me. So me and him are going to be gone for the back half of the Thanksgiving. And so it'll be smaller, but we are going to do a turkey. I will cut the turkey.
Yes, you will, John.
I will not. Don't bother me.
I heard. Yeah, I heard.
We suggest you try it. Man up.
I have nothing to do with that. It ain't my thing.
What's the deal with the?
It's too much responsibility.
I just don't. I'm not compelled. I'm not drawn to it, and I just don't really care that much. You know what I'm saying? I'm in the other room.
I mean, I don't think it's.
You guys make it sound like it's just this you know, tradition passed down from generation to generation. Every man has ever done it, bro.
I'm just cut it 1 year. If it's not this year, cut it next.
I'm gonna go in there. I'm gonna stab that thing like a trident. You know, I'm gonna put it down like a flag. I'm on the moon.
Especially now that you've got a young man in the house.
Okay, so you actually have like
yeah
a responsibility.
Well, you have you know, multiple children.
I do have multiple children. And with that young man, you need to show That's him right. how he's going to do it, John, in the future with
son,
his home.
Watch this.
You got to cut the
and
turkey.
And now I cut, Dom. Watch closely.
What a joke.
Yeah, but I mean, yeah, I like to, you know, family was going to come down, but then I had to tell family, like, yo, I'm,
right.
you know, I'm working, so.
Right, working, dog.
They wanted to come down last year, but I was out of town, so.
That's right.
Well, I like to play games and stuff. Like, that's, right. like, you like the holidays.
Get,
the,
family,
get a couple of, you know, nice drinks going, you know, play some games with the family, you know.
And then it flipped, like, you know, the kid, you know, he's 18 now. He just got his license a couple of days ago. So
oh,
like
Lord.
He doesn't want to play games with me and, the, and no, his mama
bro.
No more.
Does he, like, does he have a vehicle? Does he have a car?
And we need a third, right? And it's like, you know, well, that situation. So my old car, my Malibu, we're going to get, you know, put an alternator in and stuff like that in.
Gotcha.
And so he's going to do that.
Gotcha.
But, yeah.
Well, happy Thanksgiving, my friend. Thanks for all you do. Thanks for coming in here every week.
Appreciate you coming in, brother.
All right. Happy holidays to y'all.
And, you know, and remember this, the motto for Memphis football this season, get number 9 for Ryan, all right?
Or it burns.
It burns. It burns. Frank Bonner covers Memphis football for the Daily Memphis. We'll come back, wrap this up, J&J, 90.9 FM.
Black Friday? More like Black Fri-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
The Black Friday sale is going on right now at Robert Irwin Jewelers. It's major. Got the major diamond sale with engagement rings, anniversary bands, earrings, necklaces, bracelets. I don't know if there's any other jewelry that I have not touched on there, but it's there. And everything is 30 to 50% off. Now through Saturday, you spend $24.99 or more. That's $2,400. Okay, not $24.99. or more at Robert Irwin Jewelers, you get a free gift with that purchase. It's a 55-inch smart TV, Nintendo Switch Lite, Yeti 24 hard cooler, or Apple AirPods Pro 3. Something for everybody. Over to RIJ.
John said the key. It's a Black Friday sale, but it goes on through Saturday. You can take advantage. My advice would be to get there early for earliest selection when Howie's got sales going on like this. The items tend to go fast because you're talking best deals in town, and Howie's got all the financing options. 12 months deferred interest. 12 months interest-free financing, and take up to 60 months to pay. Always head to Robert Irwin Jewelers for your jewelry purchases, particularly on this Black Friday sale. Bigger, brighter diamonds, always at RIJ. Five locations are online at rijewelers.com.
It's going to do it for us today. Thanks to Frank Bonner for joining us. Thanks to Drew Hill for joining us. Thanks to Jessica Bentz for joining us. Busy day on the show. Keep it locked. Jeffrey and Company up next. Don't miss it. For Jason, I'm John. We're gone.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.